Good morning. This is Becky. How may I direct your call?
Hi, Becky. This is Rob with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
I'm doing good, Rob. Thank you.
Got your letter about Samantha.
Yes. Yep. She's had a tough year this year for sure.
Can you tell me a little bit about what's been going on?
She takes care of her dad, who's disabled, and her brother, who's disabled, and her mother, who used to take care of her brother, was diagnosed with cancer earlier this year, and she ended up passing away about 3 weeks ago. And Samantha is in charge of her brother. She had to put him into Rose Haven to get care for him, and she's trying to get all of her mom's stuff moved out of her old house, and she's really been through the ringer this year.
It kind of sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just never ending, too. And so, you know, her dad's a little grouchy, and she's trying to get into her own house now and still take care of him out in 10 miles. So she goes back and forth into town, and we work up here in Glide, so that gal is all over the place.
It's a lot of driving.
It is. And then she, you know, will take dinner or some type of food into her brother every day also.
How do you feel that Wish Upon a Star can help her?
She could use just a little inspiration from somebody and just say, hey, you're not alone.
Well, I think that's something that Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star can definitely handle.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. She could use it. She just, even a big hug would make her happy. She's very quiet and reserved, and she really doesn't, you know, ask for much. So this would really help her out.
This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. My name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
I'm okay.
We've had some people reach out to us about what you've been going through recently and how they'd like to see if there's some way that we'd be able to help you out. Are you okay with talking to me?
Sure.
Okay. Sounds like you've had a pretty difficult year so far.
Yeah. It's been rough.
Can you give me some detail about what's been going on?
About a year ago, my mom got diagnosed with lung cancer, and she's been sick, and she died this November. It's hard to talk about. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm very sorry for your loss. It sounds like you care for your dad?
Yeah.
How about your brother?
Yeah, my brother has a terminal illness, and he's in a wheelchair, and he needs full-time care, which I'm trying to find him an apartment and a caregiver right now because he's in Rose Haven, and he does not want to be there at all.
And it's probably more comfortable if you can be at home and stuff to kind of deal with that type of stuff.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, what illness does he have?
He has something called Friedreich's ataxia. It's similar to, like, muscular dystrophy.
Okay.
I always understand it as, like, the part of his brain that basically is making his body move is slowly, like, shutting down, basically, is how I think about it.
That's not good.
It's not.
How's his prognosis? I mean, is he stable right now and stuff? Is he holding out okay?
He has a hard time moving his hands and holding on to things, but I mean, he's still kicking. They said age 30 to 40 would be when he would probably go, and he's 45 and still doing pretty good. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so he's doing pretty good for what they gave him.
That's awesome, beating the odds, which is always an awesome thing to hear. I like to hear that.
Yeah.
With mom's passing, it's really left a lot on your plate to try and take care of. What are you up against there?
There's a lot. I'm trying to get a house that has 30 years of stuff in it cleaned out, which... I mean, a lot of stuff. And then she had been feeding feral cats, so I'm dealing with a lot of that right now, which has really been difficult because there's not a lot of resources in town for that. Also, just trying to do this stuff while I'm trying to grieve.
Yeah, it makes it hard for you to have time to sit there and process stuff.
Yeah.
The letter that we got and said that you could use a dumpster?
The construction-sized dumpster might be able to help for the garbage and stuff because there is a lot of garbage on her property.
Okay.
Or just a dumpster, even something, just something.
Yeah. I was told that you're not really in a position to get her a headstone.
Yeah, not really. I'll make it work, but I was she was cremated, and I do want to bury her with her brother.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I haven't even set up the burial yet, so I'm just waiting for that.
What if I told you that we would like to take care of that headstone for you?
That would be great.
In partnership with Pearson's Funeral Home, we'd like to get you a headstone for your mother's grave.
Okay, thank you.
We've also partnered with Winston Sanitation at your convenience. They would like to bring a dumpster out for you, and so that way you can begin the cleanup process.
Okay.
And I know you've got a lot of stuff you got to take care of probably pretty fairly quickly.
Yeah, I'm paying bills until I get it taken care of, so yeah.
Yeah, probably after all this is done, you'd probably like some time to relax, decompress, and process and grieve all this.
It'd be nice.
We'd like to get you an all-expense-paid trip to the Oregon coast.
Okay. Are you serious?
100%.
Okay.
I know you're trying to do your best. From people that we've talked to, you're a very humble person. You don't like to ask for a lot of help if you can figure out a way to do it yourself, but...
Yeah, I don't really.
Sounds like you've kind of got a mound on your plate and you could use a little help.
It's going to help a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy holidays from News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.